to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Sunday Funnies, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha with the Vandellas, Glassdine the Pips, and the Supremes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label.
Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We'll be right back.
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? It didn't chart in the United States since it wasn't released as a 45, but it did reach number 23 in the adult contemporary charts of 1976. And it was taken from the album entitled Songs in the Key of Life. The song was written for his daughter, Alicia. Before that, Sunday Funnies, yes, that was a Motown group, and the song was entitled Walk Down the Path of Freedom. It didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1971. Sunday Funnies toured with both Three Dog Night and Deep Purple in the early 70s. And we started with Diana Ross and the RCA record label, her first top 40 after she left Motown, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and they reached number 7 from 1981. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson in 1991, reaching number one, called Black or White on the Epic record label. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Danger. Well, Black or White was released on November 5, 1991. The song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. Well, the Epic Record Company described the song Black or White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7, 1991, it ascended to the number 1 position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles' Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black or White, right here on Motown.
Black or white. baby needs me.
Vandellas with My Baby Loves Me, reaching number 22 in the pop charts and number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States in 1966. And we start with Michael Jackson's number 1 on the Epic record label, Black or White, number 1 from 1991. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Gladstein and the Pips with their only number 1 song, Midnight Train to Georgia, right here on Motown Memories.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's
going back
to a simpler place and time.
That
oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight
train.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
World.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh, no.
No.
So he said he's going back to find,
going ooh, back to find
a simpler place and time.
Takes that ride.
Ooh.
Guess he's gonna be right
yeah.
by his side.
Not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, the midnight train to Georgia.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him. Then be without him in mind.
World is his.
Hey,
hey,
hey.
Gonna
go on the midnight train and ride. For love.
Gonna
go on the midnight train and go. For love. Gonna go on the midnight train and go. My world, his world, our world. Mine, he's alone. My world, his world, our world. Mine, he's alone. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go.
Supremes featuring Diana Ross and the smash hit You Can't Hurry Love, reaching number one on both the pops and rhythm and blues charts from 1966. And we started with Glass Nine and the Pips, her only number one song on the Buddha record label, Midnight Train to Georgia, number one from 1973. Well, this half hour, we featured three different Motown artists with a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Well, coming up after the break, three more Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. So keep it right here on Motown Man.